Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 plenary number 77 on July 8, 2019 at 1400 UTC. Members joining the call today are Elaine, Ramakrishna, Kaveh, Denise, Danko, Lauren, Russ, and Jabera. From ICANN.org, Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. Technical writer, Heather Flanagan. We have apologies from Norm. And today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record and kindly mute your audio when not speaking. I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
So this is Russ. I also saw regrets from Eric.
Thank you. I'll note that.
Okay. So the first thing is a discussion of when we're going to have calls going forward. We did a recent doodle poll. I'm assuming you can see that on your screen. The results showed that this time is not the best, but that doing it at Wednesdays at 1400 UTC would give us slightly better coverage. Four people could make it, or three more than make it at this time slot, and four more than any of the other time slots that were considered. So the question before us is whether we should make a change and move it to Wednesdays at 1400 UTC. Anyone have a preference?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Matogoro speaking. I would prefer, do you have two options where the selection matches, or we only have Wednesday?
The doodle poll looked at Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at two different times.
So I think I would prefer, for me personally, I would prefer a Tuesday or Thursday, because Wednesday it will always collide with my church program. Thank you.
Yes, that's consistent with what you put in the doodle poll. You marked only Tuesdays as available for you. But that slot only has eight, whereas the Wednesday has 12 people who could make it.
Okay.
So of the people responding to the doodle poll, which was not everyone, Matagoro is the only one who cannot make the Wednesday at 1400 UTC. So given that information, I think we need to make the change. Does anyone disagree? Okay, so starting next week, the call will move from the 18th to the 17th. So Wednesdays at 1400 UTC.
Quick question, this is Lorna. Are we still on the scheduling, if I may ask? Sorry, I had to reconnect.
We just finished. We decided to move it. Okay. J- Jennifer, could you tell us about the request for the face-to-face?
Sure, this is Jennifer. Before I do that, Brenda's asked me to ask for the phone number that ends in 675 to identify themselves so we can add your name to the record. If you could speak up or type in chat, that would be great. It's 202, starts in 202 and ends in 675. While we wait for that, I will let you know that, so ICANN 66 Montreal is obviously the next ICANN meeting. The ICANN meeting dates are the 2nd of November through to the 7th of November. The meetings team, as usual, has identified 2 days beforehand, the 31st of October and the 1st of November, that have been set aside for review teams to meet face-to-face. We discussed this briefly with the leadership team on Monday, and I had noted that we already put in a request for both of those dates on the basis that we can always cancel the request. It's easier to cancel than it is to put in a last-minute request. And we had the leadership team indicated that the 1 day prior to the meeting, so the 1st of November, would probably be sufficient. So that is what the request is in at the moment for the review team to meet face-to-face on the 1st of November. And then the ICANN meeting itself will start on the 2nd of November. So really, this is just a comment from me. It's not a question, but of course, I will pass it open to the floor for anybody to raise any comments or questions or any more information I can provide. Thanks.
Hi, this is Boban. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Ah, perfect. So, I wrote to the list, and I was wondering if we can or if we could have a two-day workshop. Because of the project progress itself, and if we are at the place and we have, I don't know how many people will attend in the next ICANN meeting, I think it will be maybe a good idea to plan a two-day workshop than a one-day workshop, because I think there will be some people there. I'm pretty sure we have a lot of work to do until we finish this draft report. So, and if we are at one place, maybe it will be a good idea to expand the one-day to a two-day face-to-face meeting. What do you think about it?
So, Boban, I think it really depends whether we see the contributions come in without being face-to-face. I hope that the recommendations are all settled by then and that we're working on polishing the findings parts. But it really does depend whether people engage and do that at home as opposed to when we're face-to-face. I'm hoping the face-to-face is to sort out issues and disagreements to reach full consensus, but it's hard to see whether that's going to happen at this point.
So it's for a final review or something else? Because if we are planning for that one, I would say it's okay or one day, yeah, so, but when I look back to the project itself, so the most of the work we've done so far was face-to-face meetings, yeah. So I know what your intention is, and I'm totally with you, yeah. So because I hope also that we have a good draft, yeah, until Montreal, but the time shows something different, yeah. So, and I don't want be pessimistic, yeah. So it's only an optimistic way so that we are going forward, yeah, in the project. And I also hope that we will have a draft report and that we only need 1 day for, let's say, final review or to get a consensus or something else, yeah. But maybe it's a good idea to plan as something like an optional second day, yeah, maybe for Saturday or something else. Yeah, that was the intention that I wrote to the list. But I'm totally with you, yeah. So I hope that we will have the effort until Montreal and not working or beginning to work in Montreal.
So, Jennifer, is it possible to ask for the Saturday? My understanding is that if we had a second day, it would be the 31st. Is that right?
So we can request for a meeting on the 2nd of November. It's not going to be guaranteed in the same way that the 31st of October would be. As you know, in the past, I think Barcelona is an example whereby we did put in a request and we had the face-to-face meeting and we had to move from one room to the other, and there was different tech support throughout the meeting. So I think we can certainly put in the request, and it would just be to flag at this point to be aware that we might have to deal with some obstacles that we wouldn't have to deal with on the 31st, but we can put in the request certainly.
Well, let's put in the request and then hope that people do their homework and we don't need it.
Okay, so just to confirm then, we're requesting the 1st and the 2nd of November. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is to go through the outline that Heather put together. So my understanding, and I'll let Heather fill in here, is that she's been doing a tremendous amount of reading in terms of figuring out what we've been up to. And based on that, she's put together the first draft of an outline. And she's looking for feedback from the group. Heather, maybe you want to get a little more background before we open it for comments on the outline that was sent to the team on Tuesday.
Sure. So this is Heather Flanagan. It sounds like some folks are having difficulty getting to that outline. I've dropped Jennifer a note, and she's going to help with that. I was actually on an airplane at the time, and so things may not have done exactly what I expected them to do. As Russ mentioned, I've been doing a lot of reading, and I'm just wildly impressed with how much material you all have pulled together. And I hope I can do you all justice in trying to pull the last bits of the material into place to make this a report ready to go out. What I originally did was recognizing that a lot of the material is still in flux, and final words have not been have not received a group consensus. I put them all together to say, okay, well, what would it actually look like if we if these things were final, and where do we have gaps, and how would the structure read? And that's where that outline came from. I am more than happy to collect any feedback that you have. If you think there's other ways to express the information more clearly, I would take that feedback very well. Constructive criticism is always appreciated. In terms of the document structure, a little bit more about that. I didn't read just the material that you all have put together. I also read some of the previous review team reports from other areas to see how their reports were structured and what seemed to be clear, and pulled quite a bit from that. I do expect, if I was someone trying to consume this report, that I would probably take sections of it saying, okay, this group within ICANN needs to worry about this, and that group needs to worry about something else. So I did put in a certain amount of duplication of effort, for example, process and methodology, that rather than have that as a single thing, an overview, it is repeated throughout since how I expect people to actually consume the information by focusing on their area of interest and what they want to get done, as opposed to reading it from start to finish. Not sure what else would be useful to offer as input at this point. Russ, do you have any like particular questions or other ideas for me to share?
No, I think it's time for the team to give you feedback if they have any.
Go first.
Thank you. Sorry, I was the person who was on the phone, but I realized that for some reason I couldn't get unmuted. Heather, it's a pleasure to meet you. I just have one comment. It's pretty much, I think Lauren would know, you pretty much went into my head and produced the document based on how I pictured everything being outlined. I really like the structure. The only thing I would probably want clarification on from yourself or from the leadership team or from the whole team is the sections that says under each recommendation that says rationale and I think some background information after the recommendation itself. Some of that was typed up in another document for some of the recommendations. And I know that some of it, the wording and how it was phrased would be varied because of the various writers and how we kind of took different approaches to the rationale side of it. Will each person who penned the recommendation be required to kind of provide Heather the content for the rationale and the background info, or will Heather try to sift through that and continue to fill that, populate those sections, and then have us validate it? I just want to know because I'm pretty much free for the next 2 weeks, so I can pretty much help anyone who needs to do that or start to fill my sections out. So I just wanted to know.
So this is Heather again. From my perspective, I would be more than happy to sift through what is there and try and make it a more coherent voice. But at the end of the day, it's very much up to the experts, and that would be you guys, to determine if I captured what you intended and if I, you know, captured it correctly.
Okay, Ross, I don't know what you would prefer, just in terms of just streamlining the process, given Boban's concern about us kind of hitting the target for November, where we're probably just reviewing the whole document at that point. I'm not wedded either way. It's just to kind of see how to kind of, I have the time now to help the team as well. I know that we have a right on board. So it's just to kind of see, just to see what we'd prefer to do.
Right. I don't know yet, since so much of the findings text is kind of still scattered and we haven't even had any consensus discussion. We've been focusing on the recommendations part. So I guess we'll see later on this call whether we're at that point with the recommendations, and maybe that'll tell us whether we should, give us a hint as to the way to approach this. But in the end, it will be up to Heather to make it read like one person wrote it.
Great, thank you.
Lauren, I think you had something you wanted to say.
Yes, this is Lauren. Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm also on the phone because of app issues. First, Heather, thank you so much for providing this outline. I think from what I can see, it looks really good. We might have to do some changes further down the line, but that's always the case. In terms of getting agreement on the recommendations, I feel what we have to do is to kind of go back, go through them one by one and see if we can attain consensus. We tried to have some of these discussions in Marrakesh. Some of them were fruitful, I think, in terms of content. But as you all know, we've had extremely low numbers during some of the Marrakesh meetings. So I feel everyone who was there didn't feel like we could make these calls with like less than a third of the team present, if I'm counting correctly. So I think we need to, unfortunately, kind of do this on call to get things done.
Any reactions to Lauren's comments?
This is Denise. Sorry, I'm only on the phone. I'm in transit. I agree.
Okay. Heather, does that raise any concerns for you?
No, I also agree. I think that makes perfect sense. You have a lot of material here. You're not going to be able to get this done in any kind of timely fashion unless you do these reviews on the call and then, you know, have some quality FaceTime to try and get through the last of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So I'm not hearing any big concerns with the outline. And what the comments have been about is how we're going to get from an outline to a report is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Hello.
Does anyone have their hand up? Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, this is Matogoro.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for Heather for giving this outline. I think for the starting point is a good work. The only thing I see is that there are a number of items which are a kind of duplicates. For example, if you are saying for each recommendation you are giving the rationale and you're also giving the background for each recommendation, then I see like a kind of duplication. So maybe we need to format so that the common items fits on its own section, and then we see on how we can group similar content on their different section. Otherwise, it's a good starting point, and I also support the rolling point so that we also go through each recommendation and find out the consensus, because as a kind of an informal feedback from a trial where I participated in ICANN 65, consensus is one of the very critical points for the success of our report. Thank you.
Hi, this is
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Russ. Okay.
No, you go ahead.
I love collisions. They're so much fun. I definitely agree that there is duplication and that we may want to clean that up. Some of the duplication was intended because of how I expect people to be consuming the material. Other bits, though, were more just to make sure that in each recommendation, there was a consistent enough pattern that we would be able to identify gaps as you go through. If you were, you know, if the team working on a particular recommendation realizes that they haven't perhaps considered something in the rationale or something in the findings, and the outline was more to help highlight those areas so that we can clean them up. At the end of the day, we may very well bucket them differently, and so that maybe while I do expect people to consume this in chunks, maybe we can get the duplication out from within those chunks where possible. It's something that I'll have to see how it all looks when we have more words.
So I think there's also a second reason to think about this, and that is when it gets to the board has decided to implement all of our wonderful recommendations, then it could get divvied up in ways for implementation that some repetition might help the people doing the implementation. But that's what's hard about a document with multiple audiences. Okay, I'm not hearing anyone else trying to get voice time. So shall we move to the next agenda item? So So the there's a Google Doc referenced in the agenda, which includes the Center of Excellence discussion recommendations text. We wanted to see, since a lot of this got worked on in Marrakesh and a bunch of us weren't there, whether this has reached a point where we're comfortable or whether further work is needed. And I'm sorry, I don't remember, is Denise or Lauren going to walk us through this part?
This is Denise. I can start.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm sorry. I sent an email yesterday, but I'm having trouble with Outlook, and you may not have received it. So I had a phone call with Norm yesterday morning, and based on the anecdotal input he received from several people at the Marrakesh meeting, he would like to, and I agreed that we pull back on that recommendation and look at potentially a different approach and ways of incorporating it in another couple of recommendations that that we're developing. So unfortunately, it's not, so we don't have a holistic recommendation to discuss with the team at this point.
So let me make sure I understand. What we have now is recommendation 38, and what you're saying is this is going to be split into a couple less pervasive ones. Is that what's going to happen?
That was the net of my discussion with
Ed. And this was due to feedback during hallway discussions?
I think with various people on staff and in the community. This is, you know, very much a work in progress, but we're pulling together the subgroup within our that has been focusing on the range of abuse mitigation and compliance issues and our plan is to discuss it further there to make sure, you know, Lauren and Carrie Ann and Casey and I and Eric are reach agreement on the best path forward. And Lauren, is that, and Lauren and I haven't had a chance to connect on this, but Lauren, does this sort of track with your thoughts, or do you have other?
Hi, Denise. Yes, this is Lauren speaking. So I think your information from Norm is more up to date than mine. But essentially, the fact of the matter is that from what we heard, there are a lot of open questions in terms of how something like this could work, what the obstacles would be, et cetera, et cetera. So, this is, as Wes noted, mainly hallway discussions, and I feel we just have to kind of go back on our, when we have to chat about compliance more generally, see if this can be incorporated in some way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, we weren't able to have that call yet, so I hope this will be.
So is that going to happen in the next week? I mean, what kind of time frame are we looking at?
Yeah, I'm sending out a note today to see if we can get everyone together Friday or Monday is my goal. So I should know shortly if what the timing is on our discussion and the output of that. So my I'm hopeful, Russ, that we'll have something for our. So we're doing a Wednesday call next week rather than Thursday.
We are.
Anyway, I'll circle back with you. Right after hopefully we have our call. Right after that, I'll circle back with you and give you the status and whether or not we're ready to have a broader discussion with the team.
Okay, very good. All right. So there's still a couple of places where recommendation text has not been copied into this Google document. In some cases, things have been marked, you know, moved and merged, and that's fine, but there's still a couple where the text has not been moved from the version one or version two documents that we're working on. And I think they just need either copied over here or edited. I think the intent was that they have an edited pass as they get plugged in here. I sent an email to the pen holders for those recommendations that are not yet here. So I was hoping they would be in here by today, but they're still empty. So if those pen holders can feel nudged by this comment, please get that done soon. Certainly before the call next week. Okay, I guess that I thought we were going to spend more time on the Center of Excellence, but obviously that was overtaken by events I didn't know about. And any other business is the next thing on the agenda. Is there any?
Hi, Russ, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. I have a request for staff. Could you please ask ICANN IT to address the security problems with Zoom on Macs? Norm has posted about it, I think, as well as Russ and Lauren, but my company is now blocking the Zoom application on my Mac, which makes it difficult to participate in these meetings. And I imagine other people have Macs and maybe having other problems as well. And in parallel with that, if you could please also send around slides in advance of our calls to help us, those of us who are not on Zoom, follow along, that'd be helpful too. Thanks.
Yes, I agree. This security problem they found on the Zoom implementation of Macs is quite disconcerting. I know that's why I'm dialing in. And so it's probably affecting others.
This is Jennifer. Alan and Matagoro have their hands raised.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Just want to find out if we now have an idea of a update version of the timeline for the rest of the work, so that we know exactly from Marrakesh to the end what the timeline look like now.
So this is Russ. The leadership will be over the next week or so looking at the work plan, and now that we have a tech writer on board, seeing what happens. Obviously, we had a tech writer in Brussels, and all the time from Brussels to now is essentially without a tech writer. So we need to revisit the work plan in light of that. So my hopes is that we will be in a place where we can present the recommendations in Montreal and deliver a final report for the public review period by the end of the year. That's the sketch I have in my head. Of course, that requires everybody in the team to engage and produce the work, and enough said on that.
Okay, thank you, Russ.
Uh-huh.
Matt Tavoro has his hand raised.
Yes. Yeah, okay, thank you. This is Matagoro.
I really appreciate for the work we have achieved so far. And I had about two observations is that most of our work, especially during fact finding or fact gathering, we have used two approaches. That is a qualitative approach and the quantitative approach. And most cases we have done interview to key informatics, and we have also done a kind of documentary review. So it's really important that all those methodologies which we have used during the fact finding be well captured so that it supports a smart recommendation when we are finalizing each of the recommendations. So I really recommend that we put much of our efforts in documenting the facts that we have gathered that support each of the recommendations that we have given. Because I remember in ICANN 65 meeting, some of us who attended, it reaches a point where within the team, we realized that the fact that we have gathered may not sufficient to support the recommendation that we have given. So it's very important that as we now have a technical writer, and we are also reviewing the document one, document two, to document three, so that we put much of our efforts to document the fact that we have gathered during the fact-finding processes so that they support each of the recommendations that we have given. I think that's one of the observations. Of course, I might speak it because I'm purely from the academia, where we believe that replicability and reliability is one of the critical factor to be achieved in any kind of research or any kind of project you are doing, so that even if another person or another maybe review are given the same task, they can reach to the same conclusion to avoid a kind of disparities where if someone do the same and for the same approach come up with a different finding. So I think it's one of the critical factors that we need to make sure that as we are now finalizing the work that we have done for around 2 or 3 years, so that we make sure that each recommendation is supported by the method and as well as the facts that we have gathered, so that it's become a very smart recommendation. Thank you.
Indeed, that's the part of the text that I was talking about, calling it the findings, but it's why did we come to the conclusion that this, or come to the need for this recommendation? That needs to be written down in a way that someone doesn't seem to think we just pulled it from the sky. Anyway, that's the, so we're in agreement about the need for that work. Okay, is there anything else anyone would like to raise? Are there other hands, Jennifer?
No hands at the moment.
Okay. I guess we need to summarize the action items then.
Thank you, this is Jennifer. So I captured a couple of decisions this time. First off, the new call time will be Wednesdays at 1400 UTC. So related, we will get those up. Calendar invites updated and sent round. The 1st and 2nd of November are the dates that the review team is requesting to meet face-to-face in Montreal. So we will send that request to the meetings team and again send hold invites to the team. I noted Denise's request for staff to ask IT for information regarding their efforts to address the security issues with Zoom, and the request for staff to send slides with content for review teams when possible. On that one, I would just note that when it's feasible, we can certainly do that. For the most part, the team works off of the live documents on the calls, and so slides don't always make sense. And we do try and include the links to the documents in the agenda that we circulate beforehand. So I'd encourage people to use those links when they can too. But with that, I have no other actions or decisions. Let me know if I missed anything. And that's it. Thank you.
I think the pen holder is to copy the text over.
Okay. And then, thank you.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're done then.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Ciao.